Well, hello to all the magical, mythical musicians out there. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. Now, for those of you who quite possibly might have been listening to me when I was doing the podcast before, you would know that I did 3 episodes and I kind of took a hiatus. Partially with that is because I went to school, well, not went, I still go to Georgia State University, and I got a bit busy. And also, I did record some other episodes, but I didn't really like how they sounded, and I didn't also have the time to really edit them the way that I needed to. But I have all of that fixed now. I have my cousin who is going to help me, and so that has all been mitigated. So let's go on and get into this. Today we are doing the song Panini by Lil Nas X. First of all, I just want to say that Lil Nas X, when Old Town Road came out, it was just like really out of the clear blue sky, which I think that's how everybody feels about it, because one day it's just, there is no Old Town Road. And now everybody and their mama was like, yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. And you're just like, bro, hush. But anyway, then when he got signed with whoever, I'm not sure. But once he got his contract or whatever, he started coming out with these songs that were kind of bangers low key. Like, this song Panini that we're reviewing today and Rodeo. Me personally, I prefer the Cardi B version. And I have some thoughts about that one too, like her verse in that. So we'll get to that one on another podcast. But I like the one with her better than the one with Nas. It's just the flow is a little bit, not really better, but it's just, you know, but I'll talk about that another time. So into Panini with DaBaby. Let's go. This is stupid. Okay. So here's the lyrics to it. And actually, this time I'll be providing the music. All right. So let me just go on and start this song.
Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me.
First of all, it starts off with the producer tag. It's like, day trip, take it to 10. Hey, like, that's my favorite producer tag, other than, if you're Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. You know, that one with Future. Like, that one is great. That one's near and dear to my heart. But anyway, after the awesome producer tag, it says, hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go up. Why are you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, ain't you wanting them to see me? I thought you want this for my life, said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Just say to me what you want from me. Yeah, just say to me what you want from me. Pretty much, I think, I don't even know the sequence of the, you know, the songs that he made or whatever, but I can assume that he made this song after he blew up from Old Town Road. Like not as far as producing it, but actually physically writing the song or whatnot. I feel like, which this is pretty self-explanatory. Basically, you know how when you have friends that they act like, oh yeah, I'm down with you. Yeah, you cool. But then when you get famous and you get some money, then they want to run up and be like, oh, I don't think you should do such and such and so, because then you know, you might get a little too big. Watch your head. Don't get too big. You know, all those type of people, those like those haters, those the secret haters. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones that you really thought were down for you, but they ain't really down for you. And then also, I just want to point out the fact that the name of the song is Panini. Now, if you know what a panini is, you would kind of understand why this kind of is a crazy name for a song. Because Panini can sound like it might be a girl's name, which we're going to get into that later. But it could sound like a girl's name. But a panini is a sandwich. A panini is a sandwich that you put on a grill. Basically, they sell panini machines. And I guess that might have been the reason why they used robots in the music video. I really don't know. But yeah, back to the lyrics. So it said, yeah, a panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go up. Why are you trying to keep me teeny? Basically just saying like you have those friends that are with you, but then when they see you starting to go up higher than them. See, this is the thing about people. This might be a preach, but this is the thing about people. When you're at the same level as them, they're like, oh yeah, cool, like what you're doing is cool or whatever. Or if you're doing something like, let's just say me playing the piano. Okay, so me being a black guy and I play classical music, usually people don't expect that. So what really happens is like people try to convince you to do something else, or it's like, oh, you should play this rather than that. But then you're like, no, I'd prefer to play classical music. And really, classical isn't the only thing I play, but it's just like you have those folks that put these little nuggets in your head as like, oh well, you know, other people don't really do that, so I mean, you really shouldn't do that either. It didn't really work for so and so and that person, so you probably shouldn't do that. You know, they just say these little things in your ear. And then, or the flip side of it could be that they're like, oh yeah, you should do that, you should do this, you should do that, when they don't see that it's benefiting you. And let's just flip the script. Let's just say that me playing classical music didn't benefit me, but I had this one friend that was like, oh yeah, but you should still do the classical stuff. But yeah, I'm thinking about doing other genres because that might help me to boost myself up. And then you end up doing what you thought was right. And then they come up and they're like, but man, nah, I don't think it'll work because, you know, you're not talented enough, or you're not this, is that, that, and the other. And then once you get big, they want to be like, oh, cool, yay, great. And now they want to act like they're on your side, on your team the whole time, which he's not exactly saying that, but he's kind of saying the antithesis to that. But it's they're two common happenings between people when you get famous. Okay, so now I'm gonna go on to the next part. Hey, this song right here remind me of my ex. I be declining all her calls and I'm responding to her texts. I be like, girl, hush your mouth. You know I ain't got time for number six. She know I injured my right hand, so when I get behind, I use my left. She watched that Walker, Texas Ranger. Say I remind her of Nas X. I'm talking new town road. All my hoes down low. They like girls and I like girls. Three at a time, sometimes four. And if my back and not all hundreds and ain't no time, then I don't go. I be like, say to me what you want. Okay. So here the baby goes, here he goes with his stuff, and you just like, what? You might hear my brother playing the piano in the background. But anyway, so I have to find the lyrics. Hold on. Hold on. No. Refrain, chord, dad, the baby. Okay. So the baby says, okay, this song right here remind me of my ex. Say I be declining all her calls and I don't respond to none of her texts. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. I be like, quote, girl, hush your mouth. You know I ain't got time for none but when a man and woman love each other very much. She know I injured my right hand, so when I get behind, I use my left. That is also I hope there aren't children listening. That is when when a man gets bored and he's at night or by himself. You know, he, as we continue, she watched that Walker, Texas Ranger say, "I remind her of Nas X." I'm talking Old Town Road, all my gardening tools down low. They like girls and I like girls. Three at a time, sometimes four. And if my back, end not on hundreds and ain't on time, then I don't go. I'd be like, okay, really? These lyrics don't really make that much sense. What I've noticed with me doing this podcast is that when you listen to a song and when you read the lyrics, you just listen to the song and you don't really listen to the lyrics. Because if you try to make sense about these lyrics, then you're not going to really understand them. He's talking about, he makes a reference to Old Town Road, and he's saying that she watched that Walker, Texas Ranger. I do know about that show because my grandfather is very into what he calls cowboy pictures. And that is one of the shows that he used to watch. And say, I remind her of Nas X. Obviously, when he did Old Town Road, he was doing the persona of a cowboy with Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. So, I mean, really, the baby, he's just talking about feeling himself. We'll just say that. Yeah. And then it goes back into the chorus, which that brings me to the form of the song is the verse, refrain, or the chorus, or you could say the A to the B section. So the verse is the A section, you know, the A panini, don't you be a meanie, all that. Then the refrain, well, oh, okay, so no, genius is disagreeing with me. So it says the refrain is when they say, I thought you want this for my life, that. And then the chorus is, just say to me what you want from me, which that makes sense because that's the thing that they repeat. That kind of gets a little bit of emphasis on it, but really they're so short that you can really combine them together. No, just say to me what you want from me. Never mind that, because the music shifts right there. Okay. I mean, it's really repetitive actually. And then we're getting to the third verse, which is basically the first verse. A panini, don't you be a meanie, thought you wanted me to go up. Why are you trying to keep me teeny now? You know, and then it goes back to the refrain. I thought you want this for my life. Then it goes to the bridge. Now, when it's all done, I get the upper hand. I need a big Benz, not another fan, but I still want you as a fan. I'm going to need to sit down. Don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Blah, blah, blah. That's after DaBaby's verse. And I think really this song is straightforward. This really isn't going to be too long of an episode. This was more like a get back into it type thing because, like I said, the song is very short. That's also another thing about Lil Nas X. He makes very short songs. They're very straight to the point. It's like you want them to be a little bit longer, but you're like, if this was any longer, it probably wouldn't be good. So you kind of live with it. And I think that's what's happening with his songs. And really, actually, in my personal opinion, I think that's what's happening to a lot of music because everybody has short attention spans, or so we think. But everybody's attention spans are getting shorter because everybody's looking at their phones and they're draining out the mental energy that they will be putting towards something else into their phone. And so that's draining the energy from you, from your head. And that's why it seems like everybody has a short attention span. But I'm not a scientist, though. But anyway, this has been another installment of Ivory Discussions. I hope you enjoyed this episode and listening to me ramble on about Panini. If you want to submit a song to me to review, then email me at ethankarnye625@gmail.com, and I will make sure to try and acknowledge your email to me. And also, if you have a comment section wherever you're listening, comment down below a song that you would like me to do. And then if it gets enough traction, get other people behind you, then I'll actually do a review of the song. All right, have a great day.